With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. On the back dust jacket of Vasily Aksionov's novel, The Burn, is a photograph showing Aksionov at a party in Moscow, surrounded by scores of friends. Friends Aksionov may never see again, for he has been deprived of his Soviet citizenship and forced into exile in the West. It happened after his satirical, surrealistic novel, The Burn, was smuggled to Italy and published. As a youth, Aksionov lived with an aunt when his mother and father were sent to Siberia.
They were arrested during the mass purges of the Stalin's time. They were loyal communists, but during the purges they were making no difference between loyal and unloyal.
In his mid-teens, Vasily Aksionov rejoined his mother, who remained in Siberia after her release from the prison camp.
On the surface, that was just regular life. With high school, with the movie houses.
But under the surface, the feeling of prison and oppression were always there. Aksionov's mother, Eugenia Ginsburg, wrote extensively about her imprisonment after her release.
She wrote the two famous celebrated books. They were published in Italy in 1967.
Vasily Aksionov studied medicine, but his short stories and novels made him popular among the Soviet youth. His writing began to anger the authorities, and an avant-garde magazine he edited was denounced as salacious and subversive. Two of his novels have now been translated into English, The Island of Crimea and the latest, The Burn. Vasily Aksionov says he will never return to his homeland.
No chances at all. No chances at all, unfortunately.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The Soviet writer Vasily Aksionov ignored a warning by the KGB and now finds himself in exile in the West, stripped of his Soviet citizenship. Aksionov knew his novel, The Burn, now translated into English, would never be published in the USSR.
It was absolutely impossible even to imagine this book published officially in the Soviet Union.
In The Burn, five people, all showing manifestations of Aksionov's own character, share the frustrations of official repression.
When I completed that in 1975, I was preoccupied by the idea of smuggling that. So I did.
You smuggled it out?
I smuggled it abroad, for safety, not for publication, for safety. Because I knew that this is explosive material from the Soviet authorities' point of view.
One copy went to a lawyer in Seattle, another to friends in Italy, while pirated copies of The Burn circulated in secret throughout Moscow. One copy fell into the hands of the KGB, whose agents began a campaign of harassment.
They warned me that if I would dare to publish that, they would have to say goodbye to me.
Despite the threats, The Burn was translated into Italian and published in Italy. That forced Aksionov to seek refuge in the West, where he now teaches at Goucher and Johns Hopkins in Maryland. Aksionov says his early work took a realistic approach and explored ideas that appealed to the Soviet youth of the 50s and 60s.
During this period, I was developing as a writer. I was looking for new and new forms of expressions.
And Vasily Aksionov's novel, The Burn, became a flowing, surrealistic work of the kind not in favor in the Soviet Union. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.